Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
You know, before we start our show, it is a sad day in the Dining Duo manner.
It is. Tears.
I know.
Tears are coming out of my eyes.
But seriously.
Holy heartbreak. Batman, a.k.a. Adam West, goes to the holy pearly gates where there will be blue skies for eternity for him.
We just found out he passed away at the age of 88, I believe, the short round of leukemia, I think it
was. Yes, that's what they were saying.
So, anyway.
And he is our mentor.
So, thank you for everything, the original and best Batman.
Ever. Well, welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio. Jim and I have a great show lined up for you today, even though we are a little sad, excuse us, when we sniffle. So let's start drooling.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
You know, that's the best part of that whole song.
I agree.
<You know? laughs> Anyway, this segment today is Score, Bulldogs 1, Marzano's Zippo.
Another one bites the dust.
Yep.
We could have played that song, too. Another one bites the dust. But
that's,
we didn't.
That's also the only good part to that song.
Restaurants seem to come and go. We come to a restaurant, review it, and a year or so later, they go.
Go figure.
Was it something we said? We're starting to get a complex here.
I know. Go figure.
That's what happened to Marzano's wood-fired Italian restaurant in McHenry. Who let the dogs out? Who? Someone did, and that location is now the Bulldog Ale House.
Okay, yeah. Now, most people would expect an ale house to be a cozy neighborhood establishment.
You would think.
You would. Instead, as you drive north on Route 31, you'll see what looks like a banquet hall. I mean, it's exactly like a banquet hall, you know, or funeral hall.
We thought at first it was a funeral home at one time, but that's just us.
That's
we digress.
Just us, yeah. And complete with a little portico that would keep your sweetie out of the elements when you drop her off.
Yeah.
Or him off at the door. You know, depending if you want to drop me off, because I'm your sweetie.
You got to save my beautiful hair so it doesn't get frizzy and curly.
See, I don't have hair, so that's not a problem.
That's true, see. Okay. So that's why I don't drop you off, my love. Because your one little hair on top of your head would just curl up. And it wouldn't be a pretty sight, baby Huey.
Continue, dear.
Okay. The inside, however, does look like an alehouse with brick and wood accents and a two-sided fireplace. The warm lighting completes the cozy atmosphere.
Yes. Now, Nancy is still on her diet. Oh, boy. And I'm the only one that's losing weight.
Oh, shut up.
Now, it was difficult to talk her into getting an appetizer of fried pickles, but I was persistent.
And okay. You won out.
Yes,
of
I did.
Of course, my love.
Now, this turned out to be 6 sandwich sliced breaded deep fried pickles served with a chipotle mayo. The only thing, be forewarned, you must bite completely through the pickle skin or you'll wind up with a handful of breading and a scalding hot pickle plastered on your chin.
Oh, yeah, and it hurts.
Which we did. You know?
It doesn't tickle.
So then we tried cutting it with a knife and fork, and that didn't work out good because then you get forkful of breading or a forkful of pickle.
Exactly.
You know, it's not easy doing what we do.
It's not.
It's just one trial and tribulation after another.
We were fickled with that pickle.
Oh,
we didn't know how to do it.
Very good.
Thank you.
But we actually did have a battle to the death with a pickle.
I know we did.
These were good, but for those aforementioned reasons, we still prefer pickle chips more.
Well, it's easier. You just plop them in your mouth. Because these were thin like a pickle chip would be because they were sliced real thin but long. Yeah. It's just hard to eat.
You know, and being a man, I don't like to bite or chew anything. Just shove it up my mouth and that's about it.
Shove it up your mouth, did you say?
No, in my mouth.
Oh, it sounded like up.
No.
Oh. Are you sure, my love?
No, this one I'm sure on.
Yeah, right. Jim found something on the menu that piqued his interest, but was hesitant to order. He thought it was too bizarre for even his taste buds.
Which says a lot.
And throwing caution to the wind, he ordered the chicken and waffles, $12.99. This was a lightly breaded chicken breast served over Belgian waffles on a bed of garlic mashed potatoes and served with jalapeno gravy.
You mean jalapeno?
Yeah, jalapeno. Now, I wouldn't call it jalapeno.
Why?
I just know it as jalapeno. See,
how do you spell it? J-A-L-A-P-E-N-O.
I should have started saying it that
jalapeno.
Way.
Jalapeno.
Yeah, but see, you got me started on the Mexican way.
Well, that's jalapeno, but I'm speaking English now, so it's jalapeno.
Okay.
Just like pineapple is panoply.
It is.
Go ahead.
Not panoply. It can't be panoply because apple is apple.
And pineapple.
And so pineapple, not panoply. Let's go on.
We don't have much to say on our show today, do we?
The sweetness of the Belgian waffles, the hint of the jalapeno in the gravy.
Very good.
And the garlic mashed potatoes that were just lumpy enough to seem homemade somehow worked. I don't know how it did for you.
I don't know.
It didn't for me, though. I'm sorry. It's just wrong.
You know, I thought it would be, too. It seems so crazy, like none of those things would go together. But, hey, what do I know?
Yeah, what do you know? Anyway, we're a little, I don't know, feisty today because we had a late night last night. We're really kind of pooped out.
A little cranky today.
A little cranky, okay.
We stayed up late. We stayed up past 9 o'clock.
We stayed up till 11:30. Our friends left.
Is that allowed in Del Webb, or that's not really allowed?
I don't know. It's all dark in there. I don't know.
Continue.
So he could have also added a soup or salad on for a $1.99 upcharge.
Yep. Now Nancy, along with 99% of the other patrons in the restaurant, ordered their Saturday special, a build-your-own burger, for $6.99.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a half-pound burger served on a pretzel bun with your choice of 5 toppings.
I love pretzel buns.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you start with a naked burger.
Woo-hoo.
And you get to add your choice from the sauces, like mayo or chipotle mayo, veggies like lettuce, onion, tomato, pickle, cheese like cheddar, pepper jack, or American, and even premium toppings like bacon, avocado, egg, and chili. I mean, for $6.99,
that's not a bad deal.
You can't beat it. We just gave you a few examples of the toppings. There are a lot more to choose from on the menu. If you want more than 5 toppings, they are available at an additional cost. This also came, as the menu states, with free fries.
Yeah.
Nancy ordered a cheddar bacon green olive burger with lettuce and a raw onion. And she said it was absolutely delicious.
It was.
And I have to agree, since I took the half of it home for my lunch the next day.
Yeah, and you love green olives, so this was right up your alley.
It gives a little salty taste to it.
It does.
Sure.
And Jimmy had the nerve to order dessert when I'm on a diet. That was really naughty. No wonder it's hard for me to lose weight. He's my biggest obstacle.
Oh, please.
You are. Seriously. I'm sorry. That moron ordered the homemade donuts for $6.99, which were 3 warm cinnamon donuts served with caramel, chocolate, and raspberry dipping sauces. I broke down and also ate 1, 2 with them because I'm only human and they were good, but not worth the guilt, I don't think.
I had no guilt.
I did. I hate you.
I mean, they were served in a glass and they were warm and there was sugary
stuff. Oh, shut up. You're going to get me
oozing.
Hungry for it.
Ooh, it was good. Oh.
Oh.
Now, a dining duo tip, go online and join their e-club and you will receive a $10 coupon. So you can save even more.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about this place, they have a few creative items on the menu to make them stand out from your average restaurant.
They do.
Now, the food was good, and we really hope they keep their Saturday burger special on for a long time.
Yeah.
Because that really was a good deal.
It was, and everybody, I'm saying everybody had it. You were the only one they had something different, I think.
Yeah, I think I was. Uh-huh. Every plate I saw coming out of the kitchen, I think, was...
burger, 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 burger. It was getting to be boring because I like to see all the stuff that comes through mm-hmm. so that I can get an idea of all the different foods that, you know, they make and how they look. So if I
saw
go
the
back,
donuts.
Yeah, you did. So So the cost for our Saturday afternoon date was...
That's my other dog.
Thank you, Oddball.
$40.39, not including the $10 off online coupon.
Right.
We're giving you the honest price that you would have to pay if you didn't get it.
Yes.
So, my love.
Yes.
What am I going to ask you?
You want to know what my expert opinion was?
No, I just want to know what your take
is. Okay. Anyway, I'm glad I'm not a fussy food critic like Nancy.
Oh,
because,
shut
up. You know, I try things.
I do, too.
You try them after I have them and let you know if they're good or not.
I had the donut. I tried it.
Oh, I twisted your arm on that one, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, and I took a chance, and this time I won. I mean, every once in a while, I get some clinkers, but, you know, most of the time, it's good.
Okay.
And what's your take, Toots?
So you want my professional opinion?
No, but we got a lot more time to kill.
I really enjoyed that char on my burger. They really put a good char on it. And what I didn't enjoy, though, was the third degree burn on my chinny chin chin from the pickle.
That pickle was dangerous.
Oh, it was dangerous.
It was.
I mean, it slapped right on my chin. Off came all my makeup. I had a shiny chin. It was burnt and pink and puffy. I was a mess.
Must have been a nightmare
it
for you.
Was.
You know, I can only attempt to know what your daily life is like.
It isn't easy. It isn't easy being me.
What color is the sky on your planet? just curious. Give them the directions, Suts.
Okay, Bulldog Ale House is located at 1501 State Route 31, McHenry 60050. Phone number 815-578-0333. The website, www.bulldogalehouse.com. The directions take Route 47 North to Route 176 East to Route 31 North to restaurant. The estimated travel time is 30 minutes and 7/8 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I think we had a little longer red light at one stop.
Okay.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU. And if you say anything else, my love, I'm going to kick you under the table.
We put you last.
Ooh. Did we get any letters this week?
I'm sure we did, because if we didn't, I would make one up. let me go see.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Yes, we did. I'm looking deep in the bottom of the mailbag right now, the email mailbag.
Okay.
We got a letter from Christy, and she is my hairdresser. And I mean that literally. I mean, I go to her, she cuts the one hair on top of my head.
She dresses your one hair.
She takes care of it, cuts it, and I'm out the door. It's good.
And it takes her 1 hour on your head.
Yeah, she does a very good job on my, that's why she's my hairdresser.
Your hair.
Yeah.
She's my hair's dresser.
Hair's dresser. Yes.
Too.
She is. Anyway, she told us about Italy downtown. Now, Christy, I have one thing to say. If you're eating at Italy, I'm paying you too much for a haircut.
That's true.
I'm just wondering about that. So we got to talk about that, Christy. But it's supposed to be a very good place. But two reasons. One, it's downtown. And two, I want to be able to retire at some point in my life, so I can't go there.
And A, it's because that Batali man opened it, and he's a big, well-known chef.
One, two, and A?
Yeah. I said I was tired.
Okay, so we got our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And as always, we encourage all of your... letters and whatever you want. You know, little recommendations, complaints.
No complaints.
Address those to Nancy.
Oh, no.
And it's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Now, this is going to be the second half of an interview that aired on our last show with Maureen Fall. and she's a former chef at Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago.
On the last interview, she told us about her celebrity sightings, and on this portion of her interview, she will give away some of her cooking secrets.
Welcome to the show, Maureen.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you for coming out.
My pleasure.
What is the secret to making a restaurant-quality steak at home?
Obviously, good meat, a good piece of meat from a quality purveyor, you know.
Okay.
Preferably, you know, Jewel or, you know, one of the meat markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would definitely check their, you know, a lot of meat markets say that it's prime and it's not. All they have to do is...
Really?
Yeah, and I've absolutely physically watched people do it. Yeah. So
how can you tell if it's...
If you say to them, can I see the packaging... it has to say prime, and it has to say choice, and yeah, they have to show you.
Oh, interesting.
And it's actually illegal to scrub off. If you take a scrubby, you can scrub off that.
Well, you take that little blue sticker.
There's a sticker on the meat that
okay.
comes in.
Oh.
So, but actually, just a good piece of meat, and depending on if it's a steak, my personal is a bone-in ribeye. That's my favorite, or a bone-in I think it's just the bone-in ribeye is my favorite. And I just have always believed in a good piece of meat is a good piece of meat. So good salt and pepper and a little bit of oil and a hot grill is really the best way. I mean, if you want to put a little garlic powder or, you know, fresh garlic, that's fine. But I just think salt and pepper is if you got a good piece of meat, don't ruin it.
What about when a customer sends back a steak?
It happens a lot, you know, because as far as testing and using a therm to test the steak, you know, you get so good at when you're grilling meat, you get so good that I can touch it and I can tell what
really?
It is. But you know what? Everybody's medium well and everybody's medium rare is different. So,
okay.
You know, people can say it, but when they say a real true medium rare is pretty much red in the center. You know, and a lot of times people think medium rare is just a little bit of red. Well, that's medium to other people. So
I never
got offended. You know what? I just tried to get it right. And you know, after the second time, I would just say get him a new steak. You know, because you actually putting it on too many times, it's just going to ruin it. And you know, sometimes when people say kill it and they want
it, that's me.
Yeah.
I like it well done. You can butterfly it,
do whatever
you want to do with it.
And that's what we would do. And even if people said, you know, we don't want it butterflies, we can do it. It doesn't have to be charred. You can do it, but it just takes a little bit longer. That's all.
See, they say, they come back and say, well, it's got to be butterfly. I says, that's fine. Do what you have to do, but I don't want it coming on my plate and when I cut it, going moo.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is that I'm not eating it. So, you know, if a patron wants that or a client wants it, you know, give them what they want. That's kind of how I feel about it.
They tell you that to test a steak to see how it's done, you can touch the fatty part of your thumb on your palm.
Mm-hmm. And that's I can't remember how it is, but you got to kind of cup your thumb and the outer part is when it's tougher, that's more well done, and when it's a little bit, it's got more give, that's like medium rare to rare. Yeah.
Oh, so it does work.
Yeah, it does kind of work. So if you're kind of cupping your thumb and you're looking at it, the more the side closest to you where it's tougher and it's harder, that's more of a steak that's going to be more medium well.
Oh,
so the more give.
Now we know.
So now I know when I'm cooking your steak because you like it medium.
It'll be more of a good.
And next time you do the give.
Yeah, and the next time you cook a steak that's medium well, feel it, and the next time he does it, have him cook it, and you can feel it. And so it's kind of there were times I was never the grill chef at Gibson's. I mean, that took literally a true master that would be These guys, it was amazing to watch them. I mean,
really?
They would have probably 200, 300 steaks on the grill. And there
You're kidding.
It was just amazing. I mean, the most I had when I worked at a place in Minneapolis, on one, it was a wood fire grill that I had probably had 120 steaks.
You're kidding.
And it was, but you kind of gauge them between like medium rare, medium well, and then coming in first from top to bottom. There is a way, and once you do it enough, I know it sounds crazy, but once you do anything enough, it becomes
habit.
Becomes habit.
You know how to do it.
I have trouble keeping track of two hot dogs on a grill.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. How do you guys get the steaks done so quickly? When I do
the high heat. It's the high heat.
It's really not high heat.
Gibson's have these grills that are like out of this world, you know, up
really?
To 1,000 degrees. Sure.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I mean, they're major, major.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and then you know a lot of other people have it, and it's basically how you stoke your fire and how you're, you know, how you build a fire.
Wow.
Yeah. And getting your, you know, once you, if you're doing, you know, real wood, and making sure you, you know, you got the right wood, the right kind, that you set your grill up where once you got a good fire going, you break it down and you put, you know, if you're doing, if you have a round grill, you're going to take the hotter coals to your right, and that's going to be where you're going to be cooking your steaks, and then you're going to move it over if it gets too hot, so you can kind of place your coals. So when you see your coals that are really hot, you can separate them, and then you can move your steaks around and you move your food around. The closer to the air, you know, the further back it's going to be the hottest, and the closer to, you know, the opening.
To you.
Right. Is going to be where it's not as hot. So it's basically, it's that same kind of
So concept. Like if I have my barbecue grill, let's say, and I put the flames up high on one end.
Yeah.
And then I kind of make it, you know, because they have the different.
Yep. Exactly.
I bring the temperature down on the other side a little bit, and I just kind of work my way over there.
Right.
So I don't kill the steak.
Yeah, so you at least got, you know, a good grill mark, and you so you don't char it too much. You can always move it around.
Oh, cool.
So it's usually, you know, in order to make diamonds and crosses for your steaks, it also is a way for you to know that when you turn it and then when you turn it over, it's usually... Depending on how thick your steaks are, it's minutes on the grill. So if you know if you turn it around and you got a crisscross, you know that's been on for, you know, 8 minutes. If you notice by that one way is, you know, say 2 to 4 minutes. The other way is another 2 to 4 minutes. So you turn it over and make it the even amount. You know, the timing on each side is how you got a good.
So if they don't turn it like you do. You put it on and you start turning it right away. He plays with his meat.
A lot of people do. They get nervous and they want to touch it.
I know. And it drives me crazy. I says, just put it on the grill and leave it.
Yeah.
Because he drives me crazy. He always moves it around.
It's on there for about 10 seconds. Then I go turn it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It again,
then our hamburgers are falling apart because he's playing
with it
so much. Yeah. Instead of letting it get a char at least, and then turn it a little, you know.
You know, it takes time, you know. You don't want to ruin a piece of meat, so therefore you get afraid, so you keep touching it, and then you end up kind of
wrecking it.
Well, not really wrecking it, but it's uneven. We'll say.
Okay, he wrecks it. So my last question to you is: what's your signature dish?
My signature dish is from. I had a Cuban sandwich in Florida, and I got it at a 7-Eleven, and it was this...
At a 7-Eleven?
Yeah. 7-Eleven?
It was a family-owned 7-Eleven, and in Florida, they could sell their own, and she had this meat, this pork, and it was the best sandwich I've ever had.
Really?
And it was like a pulled pork, and it had all these seasonings, and it had a little bit of spice, and she would never give me a recipe. It took me about 9 years to to seriously figure it out. And it's made from pork shoulder and pork butt, and you simmer it for about 8 hours, and it's got...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of spice to it, and it's just phenomenal. It's got vinegar, wine, a lot of spices, cumin. It's got probably about 14 spices,
wow.
Wine,
oh my gosh.
Vinegar, chicken stock, yeah. And I
you
ended up,
figured it out.
Well, I figured it out close enough, and it's fantastic. I did it for one of my restaurant called Herkimer, and I was written up in the paper saying this is the next, this is going to take over the hamburger. That's how good it is.
Wow.
And I would top it with like a chipotle or a jalapeno cheese.
Ooh.
So it was nice. Yeah, it had a really good, really good flavor. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Making me hungry. Well, can you think of anything else we can ask her?
Other than I like that recipe.
I'll be definitely giving you guys a little sample.
It took her 9 years to make it.
It did take me a long time, but I finally, it was a work in progress.
From a 7-Eleven.
I might not be alive. I might not be alive 9 years to make it for you.
No, I'll make it for you. Definitely, I'll send you.
Who said anything about you, dear?
Oh, you know what? You like to kiss, don't you? Well, that's all the time we have. And we'd like to thank you, Maureen, for coming on and talking with us and giving us all the little secrets that there is in the restaurant business.
It's my pleasure.
Well, Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. We'll shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Put the wine and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more Dolce on the tree because it's summertime. Straight for the mills, it's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you waiting? Do slow pots on my one complaint. Hurry up before I fade, it's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I can flip, oh how I love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but sip your lip because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills, it's live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. Well, we'll go swimming every day. No time to work, just time to play. If your folks complain, just say it's summertime. And every night we'll have a dance, cause what's a vacation with our romance? Oh man, this jive has me in a trance because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. It's summertime. It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.